חנינה בן דוי סאוימה כל שיהיו אז חטוי קוידמס לחכמוסוי חכמוסוי מסקיימס. All such that it's Yud Chet is Kodem. We just heard that he introduced the Hebrew into English. So what do we give us for the English that everybody had there?
Proceeds,
okay. Kodemus, what's one of the key words of the Mishnah is what Kodemus means. But the whole thing, Kodemus of Chochmosoi. If Yud Chet comes first, we'll say it that way, Chochmosoi Miskayemus. Then the Chochma does a thing called Miskayemus. If the Chochma is Kodem from the Yud Chet, then since the Yud Chet doesn't matter which way it goes, right? It's fine either way as far as this mission is concerned. But the Chochma has problems. The Chochma has got to come second. Sometimes you got to come second. If you come first, so the Chochma aims Kayemis. But if the Chochma comes before the Yud, ain't Chochmasim is Kayemis. So then the Chochma is not Miskay. Okay. This Mishnah is one of the highest I can't say because there's very, very many Mishnayos that were up for that title in Reku Mikemarek. Every Mishnah. Mishnah is an Oyer Molem. Mishnah was there, so he sees in the Shomer. There's a lot of Pshatim in that. And it's a very serious business. I mean, it's a very class that goes back to his mind to know him earlier. Mishnah is a oasis in the Shoma. Yes, as you mentioned it, that the Divrei HaGuf and the Divrei HaRuach and the Divrei HaNefesh is Divrei Neshoma. The higher you go up, the hierarchy of the Pnimi Sa'odom, the more pure Teuchen you're going to have. And Teuchen is, the normal relative relationships are a mashu of Teuchen, the 2 years of lifetime or something like that. There are some people who satisfied with the mashu of Teuchen for the whole lifetime. Teuchen goes a long way. That there are medicines that if the active ingredient in most medicines are 1%, 3%. Most medicines, the actual active ingredient, the thing that's the actual Teuchen, has to be just a mashu. You take any of those things in pure form, they're so powerful. That's only a moshel kat. What's pure teichin is pure. Mishnayos on Torah in Neshama form. And that's why, even on a simple level, you take any Mishnah and the level of Gemara. One three-line Mishnah, you can have four blood of Gemara. You start adding on the Rishayim and the Mephoshim and everything that. And that was all connected in the Mishnah. Not only that was connected to the Mishnah, but all of the Sisrei Torah, everything that's Marisha Kibul Vesuri Misinai on this Chelek HaTorah, this Nekudat Torah, is all said in the Mishnah. Mishnah is pure. It's Torah Shebal Peh in its most purest form.
This is very circumcised.
Torah Shebal Peh said. You can't pass him for Mishnayos. One of the reasons is it's an overdose. It's a mistake. You won't get the right track. Yeah, it's too powerful. There's too big a gap between that and the Maisa. Between that and the Maisa, you have to go through processing. There has to be Tirgumim, Hezberim, Kashis, Terutzim, Birurim, Shilos and Kushios, Shilos and Chuvus, until you come out of Allah HaMaisa. If you get those steps, you're not going to be good. Learning missionaries is a special move, and one or the other. Either it's for children, big children or little children, you know, like age children. If you are, we have to give in that most precise, minimal form, so you can learn all Torah Shabbat in a very relatively short period of time, and it's very, very surface level. Anybody who learned the Masech, the Mishnah, and then the Masech, the Gemara, and they say, I know a little bit something about the general ideas, but beyond that, I mean, mashal. If you want to go beyond that, if you want to get out of Cheder, so then you have to somehow be able to connect up with the Irkeishal Torah that you have in Mishnah. They have Gemara too, I'm not taking it. But Mishnah is Od Yoter Gavoah. So sure. What? What
general
mission is
welcome
to? We weren't Zurich,
the type of
Gemara.
I mean, the world, but
the what is Gemara? Gemara is the Biurei Amaroyim. The Shurim on the Amaroyim on the Mishnayis. The Amaroyim went all of us. Why the long Kiveris and the storm? There are reasons for it. Most of Mishnayis, even the Prokim that you don't have, are Nichlam. In the Gemara's and the story that we do have. To some degree, not the same way that you have them, but there are Gemara's in every Inyan. In every Inyan, every type of Inyan. This sugya that we're going to learn now, an extensive Gemara's on. Very difficult sugyas. The relationship of Chochmah and Yir is Tokfu Koin. If you know Tokfu Koin, it's one of the classical, difficult Yeshiva Shalom Sasugis. You can sit for 6 months on it and get started. That's for starters. So Chochman Yir is like one of those Sugis. It's a little bit more difficult because it's less known. But the just simply the Kamut of the Sugis is there. It's mind boggling, the difficulties of it. The asidus of it, the steers that are involved, the delicate points that are involved, the same words that simultaneously mean opposite and opposing things and are meant to be that way. Yeah. And that's the reason why in every particular way that you're going to have these relationships phrased, they always come in all forms. The sugya is very, very difficult. The one is a very long one, and I have a problem to start with it. It will remove us from our Mishnah to ignore it, so then we waste an hour to do in the Mishnah. Very difficult for us to understand what the Mishnah is, because this Mishnah is part of the Neshama of this Sugi. It's part of the Neshama of one of the, it's a base, Rashi Soit Sugi Sachayim. So what we're going to try to do is restrict ourselves to the context of the Mishnah and see if we can get a Tchilas Torah, we can get a Pesach Dvorim and Dvorim and Yom Shalom. It happens to be that last week's Shir, the Mishnah, last week's Mishnah, gave us the Pesach Nichbad, a very important Mafteach, to understanding what this Mishnah is coming to tell us. And we'll try to keep it in perspective of that. If we want to go into the extensive discussions of Chochmah and Yir, there must be around 20 psukim in Mishle, about 30 gemaras, we can go on for a long time. Very extensive, very. And all 30 more say something different. Otherwise, it would be there. Right? So there's. Let's see. What it was. Let's start the way we always start. Let's have some caches. We have to have some starting point. What?
Definitions.
The first. Very good. Excellent. Always a good starting point. The hardest one to answer is what are we talking about? What do these words mean? If you know that, you know everything. Until you know everything, you don't usually know that. Which is so similar to the Mishnah, right? If we knew what Yir, what are the words that we have to know? We have to know what Yir is Chetoi in particular, a very particular lashon, not found often in Chazal. We have Yir Shemayim. We have Yir Hashem. you have Yeres Chet, and here you have a very particular special thing called Yeres Chet Oy. It's not what we're speaking about. And there's Chochmah Soy, on the same Mishkal as Yeres Chet Tohi. Usually talking about Chochmah, here we're talking about Chochmah Soy. Chochmah Chal is a definition, Yeres Chet Tohi needs a definition. What does Chidemis mean? Right? And what does Miskayemis and not Miskayemis mean? That's for starters. Right? That's good. So you take out the English and you know all the answers, right? Okay. If that didn't work, then you have to go ahead. Then you have to try to raise level a little bit. One of the questions that the Mephoshim ask, which these steers that are asked are echreach of the sugya. There's nothing in the sugya that don't go with these steers. If there's not a steer, then you don't understand. Right? Basic steer, here it says, without knowing what it means, which comes first? Raise the hands. Chochmah, yeah, which comes first? Chochmah comes first, right? What does Hillel tell us? Ain't more Yerichet. You have to tell you before you can be Yerichet. Right? So, who comes first? So it's a machoy. So what we want to say? Steer, machoy. It tells us that you have to be Yerichet before you come to tell you. And Hill told us that you're not a Torah for you, that you can't become a Yerichet.
What's
up, Bereshit Chochma? Bereshit Chochma, Yosef, which says what?
Yerichet.
It's a very interesting thing about the line. Two points on the line. Which one's first? Depends who you're starting at. If you're standing on this side, then this one's first. If you're standing on that side, this one's first. Right? Every hierarchy, one of them before the other, depends where your perspective is. That's a little piece of geometry or something. But yeah, you have where you're standing for. Unlike almost all other places where this discussion is discussed, it is a one track. He goes in one directional. Almost always they give it the ideas in both sides. This mission is one of the other places like this also, but there's one of the places where they give it to you one way and not the other. Okay. This mission, now what's the subject? This is always a very good question. Now what's the subject? Is the subject here or the subject Chochma? Oh, that's the easy way out.
The subject is the effect of Yiran Chochma.
Okay, so Pashtus, the Sugya of Chochma, and it's telling us about Chochma that there's prerequisites, and if you don't have the prerequisites, then both are positive and negative. Another steer that the Rishonim ask, before we can deal with this question, is what does it mean? The Rashi says that if the Yira comes first, then the Chochma will be in the sky. Sound if they... But what's our normal way? How we understand? Before the Mishnah, what would we have understood? Generally, a person learns... What? Oh, that's a different point. I was talking about the relationship of Chochma and Yira. In the kadimas of Yir and Chochma, where our assumption is that there's no such thing. A person grows in all things together. Do you know the person who is an ankle? Can I your head? The person goes to Yeshiva, right? And he learns Torah a year. You learn Torah and then Yir. Both together. What does the Mishnah tell us about that? So the Mishnah is a steer. From the nature we say that's no good. The Yira's got to come first. The kingdom is a tie, you lose. What's with a tie? They come together. From the Sefer it says that the problem is the Chochma came first. They came together. So there's a new Besayer. Then we are.
I didn't understand why. The Sefer in the Mishnah told us that if the Chochma came first, then the Yiras won't.
If the Yira comes first, then the Chachma will be Niskayim, right?
If the Yira comes first, then the Chachma will be Niskayim.
So if the Yira comes together with the Chachma, what will happen?
If the Yira comes together with the Chachma, I don't know from the Mishnah.
So this, you have many places in Shas that from the Mishnah you can be Medayik. And they do these theories like umpteenth places, right? Yeah, it's a problem. The Rishonim's kasha is something that's based on Gemara. This is a proper way of learning Mishnayos. So you don't say we don't know. We say that from the Rish we know one way. If we say if we know the other way. That's called, instead of not knowing, that means that we know that we don't know. It's a little better. It's a little closer. Right? That the Mishnah is saying that the prerequisite for Chochmah to be Miskayim is that the year comes first. We can say it this way, if you'd like. And the prerequisite for the Chochmah not to be Miskayim is that the Chochmah came first. So what happens if you're missing both prerequisites that came together? Like it's L'chora, the way we understand before the Mishnah. That's where we live, right? The person is Isaac, we hope. Isaac and Chochmah is Isaac and Yira.
About
the other mission of Dachas Kamatora. It's a very important mission.
We're not sure.
Dachas
is the same
idea as Yoruba. What?
Is Dachas the same idea as
Yoruba? Is there something clear about this mission that you want to bring in some outside issue to help clarify?
Well, that other mission quotes so many times, I figured that maybe.
We're learning things, Sishan's reading, right? I don't know. Each thing is a subject on its own. Vada, that when you have similar structure in Mishnayos, that there's a relationship between them. Oh, this is not my Shaila, it's a Shaila that the Gemara asks on Mishnayos in many places. The Shaila asks the Shaila, and which comes first? What do we do? Where do we start? Let's start at the beginning. That's where we usually start. Shayim, Rambam, Benyamin, and Shayim go Bedarko. Tell us here your site, which needs a little understanding. Basically, your site says as follows: if a person starts with here, and he lives a life, he lives on a hugger, his life is a life of years ahead. And then he's going to learn Chochmah. So then his Chochmah is going to be Miskayim. Why? Because as he learns the Chochmah, what's the Chochmah going to teach him? The Chochmah is going to teach him to do those Maisim. It'll show him the importance of those Maisim. It'll show him the quality of the Maisim that he's been doing. And every time that he'll learn another Mishnah, he'll learn another Daf Gemara, they'll get a greater chizuk and simcha and ahava for Torah, because this is talking to me, this is my stuff, this is exactly, yeah, this, it fits. So a person is sameach v'oyev as a sherogel boy, that is natural to him. He's going to learn Torah after he was chet, and the Torah will come natural. The Torah will fit for him, and then it will have what to be chal on, or have what to, one of the basic yisoidus of klitas ha-chokmah, even a great knowledge, is that a kli yirik can't be mekabel chokmah. One of the basic, again, just science over here, but it's not science, it's chokmah. Was it the way chokmah, every piece of information that a person comes a person's way, has to connect up to something else that he knows. It has to be associated in some type of association, it has to be filed in some type of file cabinet. The more that person has a clay kibul of similar fitting pieces of information, then that piece of information can be put in the proper form, in the natural form. What do I do with a person, a piece of information that I have no file cabinet for? Not only do I not have a file cabinet for, but I have a big red sign It says, do not enter. Not wanted. So there are a few different possibilities. The normal capability is delete. Do not accept, do not pass go, it's gone. It never was there. It's called in, went in 1 year, not the other. Really didn't go in the first year. There's a bit of, not accepted. This piece of information that doesn't, no fire cabinet for that. It doesn't exist. The main requirement, the reason why the Rambam says, why so many people, with actually chokhmah, so many people, so few people become chokhmah. He says, because chokhmah has a story. There are agdomas, and agdomas are very agdomas. And to a certain level, you can skip. You can skip, you can start in the middle, without going back to all of the sages and building up all the agdomas. You can start in the middle. And in the middle is much more interesting than the beginning. But to get to a point where you're going to get stuck, you're not going to have clay people for it to be a cover, and then you find yourself on the ground, your tail, and then you leave it because you're not getting it. So in order for Chochmah to be Chal, there has to be Chal and a Seder, Aleph and Beis and Gimel. One on top of the other, one on top of the other. You build one, you say it on top of the other, one you say it on top of the other. It's a process and a time value that's necessary for the Chochmah to be Miklat. Then it goes one level after another, one level after another. It's the way Chochmah can be Mischavi and Ha'olam. Without the process, and it can't. I heard one from Tzmarek Dolem, a Hagdor Midiyakus B'Yosef. What does it mean when we say Chochmah? What does it mean Chochmah? It says, you know what water is? You know what ice is? First thing is water and ice. Right? One's a solid, one's a liquid. Right? True. But it's two forms of the same thing. It's the same thing. Right? But it comes in liquid form, it comes in... And we have to know the difference in this case between the liquid form and the solid form is temperature, cold temperature. Chochmah, chochmah is abstract form, chochmah call it, and human form. Same thing. Sefer Torah, chochmah, the same. It's a different form. A Torah is min shemayim. And other some haaretz. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. How do you make chokhmah out of it? Ma'al levi v'lo chokhmah. Chokhmah is chokhmah s'Hashem. Chokhmah is chokhmah s'Hashem. Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem shemayim nas. It's the closest thing. Torah is the closest thing to the Baruch Shem Olam. They even take that and personify it, turn into human form. How does it turn into human form? One of the Yesodos, Klaus, one of the Yesodos of Yiddishkeit, she saw the eyes of Kishibuchu Chadu, the triumvirate of Klaus, what Klaus is, what Torah is, what Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and the capability of the Chad between the three. It's one of the essence of what Christ is all about. This Nes, this Chiddush, this is the Chiddush of all Chiddushim. This is the Pella of all blood. There's nothing more Pelladic, more non-natural. Beyond the... We used to it because every Jew that you ever met, hopefully, has some level of Torah. He's experienced. I mean, who didn't learn all this? Who didn't learn Chol? His experience, that's a big deal. Chochmah, everyone is there. Every kid can say that, so what of it? So we don't realize the Pella of it. But the Etzem is a bigger Pella, the actual Hakov of Neshama and Guf. It's a Mafliya Lahasis. That's the Pella of all play. The Hakov of Torah and Guf, a Torah and Odom, which is Torah and Neshama, may in one side be a bigger pillar. Or at least an equivalent pillar. Something that we're used to, so we don't, I'm explaining, we don't see the chiddush of it. But it's a dover which is kimat bulti yashar. Kimat not possible. Now, really, the fact that kibal tayyam yisena, then it wouldn't be done. It wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be possible. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up with Shemayim, there was people asking for documentation. What are you doing here? Hey, where are you reaching? What are you doing here? And Lulay, the intervention of the Rebbe Shlomo in the process over there, it could have been a very difficult situation. Moshe Rabbeinu, not us. Moshe Rabbeinu was up to the Shemayim to get Torah. My English piece is correct. Yes and no. In other words, on the surface it's less of a problem. Be'etzim, they're an impossibility. Be'etzim, why did Moshe Rabbeinu win? What? Because it's not shaykh to them. It is shaykh to us.
Yeah.
No Malachim will get insulted because they didn't. The same way. No, she got insulted. But the same way Torah is Shayach to Daimin or Chai, it's Shayach to Malach. Torah is the source of all creation. Ruch Nivri Gashmi. And in terms of Tachlis, everything in the world has a rule. Everything is shluch shlamachim. The whole kodesh roch is shluch usay. Malachim are the etzim mitzias, the mitzias of shluchoy. So they have a higher level. They have a higher mitzias. But they don't have anything to do with tachlis on a direct level. It's not their job. How many of you can do that? It's a pillar. It's one of the 20. It's part of the whole pillar of the whole creation. But we're getting a little too spread out here. Let's come back to the mission. Where are we trying to get to? Forget.
What
we're trying to understand is that why there has to be a prerequisite of year for Chosna. What's the problem? I'm stupid. I learned, I know. What's the problem? I'm not stupid. I'm stupid, but Ricky wasn't stupid. What's that? Those are the 2 years. You got them, so it's the time. So, there are other complications that I don't want to get into too much over here, but we'll take the basic what the Gemara says. That's a different steer of the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, that's totally in Igiya. Torah is totally in Gia. The one says totally in Siyakid Yishmai. And the one says the Haskalah of the Gemara is that the Havon of Torah is dependent on Yigata Mitzvahs of Taima. L'ukmi Girsa. To retain proper retention of Torah. That's Siyakid Yishmai. So the Gemara says. And there's Tzavos Pella. Why? Nama. We would think for cares. We would think that the bottom line, the easier part of Torah, is the retaining the facts. Tell you all can do that. Drill. Those simple systems of retaining knowledge. A lot of Chazara. We mentioned it before. Remember? Chazara. Look at the year. There are people who say that if you don't have year, you're not going to have. Alright, that's as far as the word goes, and there's probably some truth to it in the Bible, I said, but the whole life in be sayishim. Well, I mean, it's a different sugi b'chlal. It's like the year is year, so that's for that. What's the problem? Drew?
No, Drew, what are you
saying? I like the way he threw in there a couple of halachas. That's the kasha. Okay. He just told us now, I don't know, 3 or 4 he said it came up here. But he said it's something about chokhma, meaning coming out nice. It's not far away. It's not far away. Who are you? You call Shemaisim Mulim Chachmosim. Shemaisim Chachmosim is not far away. 2-3 shurim at most. But we're not up to Maisim yet. Chachmosim means Maisim.
The Rav gave a shurim on this, I believe,
to the Rabbi.
That the warning Torah is fine. But if you don't do it without, if it's not without, if it's without Yura.
So, what's the first line?
No, if it weren't Torah without Yura, so then...
The smokes of God's and Shabbos.
Is that the problem, the problem that you're not supposed to guide in Shabbos?
No.
No, but that's a punchline to it. Maybe a little bit of
problem. If you weren't Torah without Yura, I think... Was even Rabbi Akiva?
Let's try to keep the Mishnah here, but like I said, there are many Ma'amikayim, so try to keep the Mishnah here. Last week we discussed what we learned from, let me go back to this point, so let's go to Kisayda. We're just asking a question. The Gemara says that the Havonis of Torah, that's telling Nigiyah. In other words, that a person, it's cool the other. You got the Mitzvah, but you got the Mitzvah. You got the wrong mitzvah, I'll time it. I'll time it, I'm stupid. No terrors. Well, you got the mitzvah, of course, I'm brilliant. I'll time it. Just getting your study there. I'll tell you that. You got the mitzvah, that's what it's told you. It's not good. We change intention. Attention. Look me here, sir. Oh, that's the Yat Lishmai. That's the Yat Lishmai. If you're a plugger, sat down your chazit. You remember, you didn't chazit on you.
Have to do it as an evit.
Why, this is the question, why is chazor something more dependent b'dei shemayim, talking siyati de shemayim, and havrona is talking yigia? We were thought that the higher the level of the dover, the greater the level of the siyata d'shmaya, the less it's dependent on all, and the more it's totally b'dei shemayim. The greater the level it's dependent on siyata d'shmaya. If you have asked us, we would have said that luk megius is just a matter of hard work. That's totally negata. Being mechadish chedushei Torah, being oimid in the oimkei shel dvarim, that's siyata d'shmaya. After me again, about it, but it's, we could tell in Siyata Yishmaya. We will say, okay. The one says the opposite. Main subject of Siyata Yishmaya, Torah is B'dei Yodo. You got the Mitzvah. Siyata Yishmaya, you're real curious. It seems to be a side point. So we learned last week that Shukra, that's the Abdomatis mission, it was the last mission. It's a very good reason why they put them one after the other. I have something to do. The last Mishnah we learned that Shukra is not a problem, a difficulty, disturbance. That one of the many pains that go into being a human being in this world. But it has a very merkaz sugi, it's a very basic, central point on the relationship between which we call Chaye, Chaye Olam Habo, Chaye Amiti, Chaye, and Misa, and Natcha. The Nekuda, where on the surface a person is alive, and Bishnim is dead, that's called Shikha. This world is a very interesting place, after Chet, where a person can be one of these living steers. He can eat, drink, just like a cow, right? And be alive, right? But he, how did the Balfour supposed to say? Look off the big man's jeep. You know what I see there? Basil Cross. Yeah. That guy has a good tombstone on his back. He says, Pur Nitman Harava Gogi. On that one it says, Hatzadik Yisrael Olam. It came out of tombstone. Basil Cross. He's got him, he's got him. That's the guy. Kiel Molayachim. The Yisrael of Shikha, the Yisrael of being the world be'etzem, the Metzius be'etzem, is Kulei, Oyoi Yisbarach, is Kulei, is Kulei who? Is Kulei, it's not in Chutzim now, but there's a world where you can go to sleep, and you forget, you can disconnect. Shikha is disconnection from reality. The chiddush of shikha is that it can be selective. And either shikha, you can have a selective reality. What does that mean? Relative truth? Yeah. You can end up there too. That's the lowest level. We're down there, as we know, maybe there are things that come that we can't imagine. I don't think in a few generations we're going to reimagine relative truth either. But a person could selectively decide to what degree he's connected to reality and to what degree he's disconnects himself from the reality. This comes in with sizes, shapes, forms, and levels. In all different directions you can split it. You can be red, yes, and blue, no. You can be today, yes, and tomorrow, not. You can be green, and yeah. In every form of split, a person can do, but you can't do something. Here you are, you're not. No. This world, you are and you forget. You are and you forget, you're disconnected. So if you're disconnected, so stop breathing. No. I disconnect and I still breathe. No, I disconnect and I still walk around very respectable Jews. You need Alpha Slobodka to see that there's a basic class out there. But people give me cover. Didn't know how to read the tombstone. Yeah, I think it's kosher. Tombstone. Shikha. The Yitzhahara, Kriyukhri Shal Yitzhahara, Safik Alayim Yosechem. To confuse us on that should be clear. To confuse us on that's the basic connection to reality. That's the basic premise. A person can walk through life on the Yisoy, that 1 plus 1 is 7. That's his sheet then. And I'll make him flag on that and he can get elected to the Knesset. 1 plus 1 equals 7. That's the Yisoy. So it shouldn't work because it's like not only close, it's like way off. It shouldn't work. And the long run doesn't. In the long run, every sheker, every shikha, what happens when you forget one? If you get an error? If you get any minor thing, if you get a telephone number that you need, you can get away with it to a certain point. But eventually, it always comes back to put. Somebody's always going to. Why didn't you call? But you said you were going to call. But I forgot to tell them. Where were you? You made up. You're going to be there. I forgot. why didn't you do what you yourself know? That you've come to the understanding that this is the way you should live your life. This is what reality is and sees of what life's all about. You know what's important, and you know what you have to watch out for. So, what was it? I forget.
It's all right.
It's very good. He's
great.
He does a chaplain. He was a chaplain. Almayir.
Yes, sir.
The capability of retaining to, and this can be learned on both levels, and they're both true equally. What's the problem? What do you mean? I have a good memory, so I'll remember. I have a good Gemara cup, so I'll be alarmed. And what's it dependent on? You got it. There's two different types of yigia. This is yigia shul, this is the chamor, and people. The drushes, you do it with the drushes. How often? This is yigia, that's yigia. Why is this telling you see after the Shema? The reason why this is telling Shemayim, this is not telling Safi Shemayim? That's what the Gemara says. Meaning Gemara, right? Gemara says it's totally in Yigato, and it's also, it means that if I was Miyageya, then I'm going to be Mitzi. What about, well, maybe I want to Safi Shemayim? No. All time. The person says Yigato, Velo, Mitzos, Lama, Begama, Choyti, and I'm going to Safi Shemayim. All time. Gemara says all time. Don't believe me. No such thing. Lama, what do you mean? I'm just telling Siyat Nishmai. Well? So you're saying, so it's telling you the version, right? And healing must have done that way. So you have to know. You have to know. The Kabbalah said, tell you it actually happened. It's a real thing. It happened. And tell you it was Nimsir Ra'od. Doesn't mean that just as much when you walk down off the Lucas. Holding something. Tayr was Nimsa La'ada. Velula Yahed, Velula Yahyetzer, Fakert. Tayr beds and is Mavatla Yetz. At Kamashi Yetz, Tayr is Ain Yetz. Then you wouldn't need to see at Nishmael Bechav. It's cool of you then. The Rishon gave it over. So it's Nikur Matola, Nikur Meche. It's ours. There's no strings attached. Learn, you're going to know. You're going to tell it. You got it, that's awesome. Hello, you got it, that's it. Hello, you got it, that's awesome. It's me again. But there was a cut. And I just said something. And the main koyach of the Yetzer, the form, the main basic form of Yetzer, is Shifra. Shifra. In all its levels. All its levels. Up, down to the Chitzayinistic, down to the Chitzayinistic, the most Chitzayinistic level, possibly you forget the facts. You forget whether it was Le'asya, whether it was Yudhisa. It's a double that is so powerful that I can override the kolchos of the Torah. The Torah is b'yadeinu that he can take over us. I'm miyageya, I'm motze, and he steals it. He steals me, he steals it. Take it away. We can lose it. In what form do we lose it? In all the different levels. As many levels as you can find, as many different understandings that you have, apply it to all of them. He told us before, you're going to forget to apply it. You have it when it comes to Maisa, so why didn't you do it? You knew the deal. You knew the deal, so why didn't you do it? I forgot. You forgot. You didn't forget. If I would have asked you then what the deal is, you would have told me. So you forgot. What you mean by I forgot means that I was disconnected from me, my idea. I had an idea. And then what? Doesn't work. Koichachet. That's what we learned last week. Now we talk about this. Koichachet. Basically, Koichachet, the Shri Salukas. And this is Vana Kagur. We're in those weeks. We're in those weeks where there's a thing called Hester Ponim. Hester Ponim is a basic business. There's many, many questions that can be asked. The bottom line of them add up to something on a form. How could it be? Who was it? There is questions like that. So it's basic happy courses. Right? So you think a sheer aleph and happy courses to teach you this question. As it's him and all the Hoshul happy courses, it's a different city. But we also have to know what the answer is. So I'm not going into the whole sugya of how the different levels of understanding this thing, but the Yisrael of Hester Ponim has described Mefurish Mavua. I once went over to Rabum, and asked him the whole of how to understand all this business. He looked at me, and he said, "Good on the Chumash Torah." He said, "Show me your Ramban," and then he opened it up to the Tichachor and he said, "Go learn the parasha. When you finish, come back." It's not exactly what I had in mind, but okay, so I went to the parasha and didn't know exactly what I was supposed to be looking for. So, I learned it with Rashi. I came back, so I went to the parasha. So now we're going to sit down, you know. Still have a question? Yeah. You learned the parasha? Yeah. Let's go learn it. This one three or four times going on for about a week and a half. And I wouldn't budge. Okay? And finally, he's very, very cautious. What was he doing? This is torture. But he said that's what's going to happen. Right? What's the cash? Right. Now you just have language you have to understand it. But what's the pellet? Right? I mean, that's he said it's word for word. Word for word. That's what he said is going to happen. What's your problem? What's the key problem? Moshiach said 2,000 years ago, right, before it happened, that this is what's going to happen. So it happened. Right? He's going to say why it happened, and those parts of them seem to be pretty all right also. So what's your problem exactly? So now it turns into a whole different China. How could there be such an hug? What's the understanding of such an hug? That's the problem that is described in Sukkim that every Yidden hater is supposed to know. Right, but, what's he asking?
In other words, that didn't happen that bad yet.
That it says in Rashi. The answer to that, first of all, I'm not sure. It happened. I don't think there's one person who didn't. Wasn't scanning the water. But, Pash is it. Fakir, Chazal teaches that we have a different thing, yeah? And, Eichel Pas Palka is a kim, something that says that. It was Niskayim, many Kofol and Chupo. Many times over, it was Niskayim. But Hester Ponim is an extremely, extremely powerful operation. Extremely, extremely dangerous. It works. I mean, push it, it's something that it happens. Like, there is such a thing that actually happens. And the yisoid of Mida, Chloe, what did we just say now for the last couple of minutes, whatever it was? Why everything? Well, I wasn't there. I forgot. The Mishnah has a mahalach like that too. It's called Hestapon. How'd you let it happen? Forgot. How can I say such words? It's possibly foolish. Say Zechor. We asked the Mishnah on the school. That's one of the main tefillos. School, Christ, all voice, everything, yeah. School's always, any school, you never forget. Yeah, you can forget. Sure, it doesn't mean forget. It means you can get me there. The needle can get me there. Exact. It's a video. Has to be, you were distracted from reality? I'm sure you can do that too. You want to, that it says, well, as a wonder. It says, it's looking. The Lachti may be caring. The Lachti may be caring. Mikra. Just disconnected. Whatever, per chance. Sure. You're still okay there. No Malach. Listen, how all these things. Everybody looks for Malach, has a choice. The Malach is no Malach. Who is the Midas Adin in Proti Protus over here? It's Tos. There's a place we come back to that also, but on the surface, the Ike Din clearly is that there's no Ashkocha. Apopikin is Ashkocha Protus, but that's after. But the Yisoyde Shabrova, the status plan.
Can't Ashkocha ever be used for good things?
Only for good. Once we tell you make of them, there's another one day. Not now. Now we have to say Diana Evans. But one day we spoke about that. Only for good. It's not used for anything else. But this world, it's a pleasant. This world looks Diana Evans. And that's the new Ivan Munich. You need to really look chas if a person chas v'shalom is put into the shame that has to upon him. Has to have stark emuna in order to get up to the level of dynamics. Much easier to have the rumors. Most people who suffer twice. Once, the physical or emotional suffering of the problem itself. And two, the main suffering is frustration, and the pain, and the disconnecting. I have no room for this. How could this be happening to me? Where is this coming from? Why? What am I supposed to do with this? I don't have the correct people for this. I can't accept it. That all second level suffering can be removed through the Emunah. The person who lives with the Emunah knows this soul that has to find him. And knows that has to point him, although it's not an hoga, it has to point him, it's not a hoga. It's an hoga. And the Rebbeinu Shalom through has to point him, it's Mashkiach. Gam, ki iru et begait salmovis. Lo iru aro, ki ati modi. A person on the surface, begait salmovis is a very serious business. Learn Dr. Melch's life. Gates on Mothers was every other week. Like, you know, the story of his life. And that's kind of serious. It was a Dana Mesa. And it was like from all sides. This is son, this is father in law, wherever you go, they're out to get him.
That kind of relationship.
The value of death. And then. It's a place where death has the, this is his mokai. Right? You're coming in there, like, it's not that he came to you. You came to him. Like, this is his place. You're not going to go and say, hello, Malach Malach, can I come for a visit? And I'd like to stay with you for a couple of days. So that is a place, you know. That's how we cook after. David the Melech is a mooner. He said the price of the moon is that you go and get some of this. What's he doing? Get some of this play film. David the Melech. He didn't get some of this. Why the Goyim can't get it? What do he have to be there for? What's he doing there? And the place that David the Melech to be. That's the story of Klai Yisrael. David the Melech's story of Klai Yisrael. There are times. That's the point. There are times where we have to go through the Hekesh HaMavis. The ikir difficulty of Geitz HaMavis is the fear of being disconnected, of being in an impossible situation. David the Melech, Klai Yisrael, take a knapsack. No problem. As much as a person has the koyach, say dayan emes, mean it, then he can walk down and get some others. Lo yira lo. Why lo yira lo? Not because it's not going to happen. Not all of the stories ended up and they lived happily ever after. Torah Melech didn't live so happily ever after. Down to command that they died, there were problems. Until he was Mamanish Lingan Melech, he was Mamachin, he wasn't finished. Once he gave over Shlomo Melech, it's Ruin Hogar Shlomo Melech, so there was a little overlap there. Had a couple of peaceful days. Same with Yaakov Avinu. Until Yosef became the Melech, Yaakov didn't have any peace. The last 17 years that he was Maiseh, given over the Sharvit to Yosef, then he had his good years. As long as Yaakov Avinu, as long as David HaMelech were writing the show, and Geit HaMavis was the name of the game. What kind of life is that? Klai Yisrael, David HaMelech, Yaakov Avinu, who lived like that? Parish after parish. Yaakov Avinu gave a little report, history report to Parah. Boom, 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 boom. Right, this is what happened to me. Like, you know, we're a good year. What happened next? So, we disconnected by a few thousand years of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, who is a person more mushar? Who could be a person more successful in life, more fulfilled, more... what could be a better life than Yaakov Avinu? If he could soak him, who wants to follow his footsteps? Raise your hand. Okay. You read the Pshat, what he went through. Translate it down to each person in his own life. You willing to go that path? Okay. If you went that path, what would you turn out? Yaakov Avinu turned out Yaakov Avinu. Not the Merot type, but because of it. Because Christ will go down these paths without the secondary. The first is enough. The suffering, the process of the positive process of suffering are fine. They do their job, you don't have to add in. The fear, the loss of sight, the loss of perspective, the getting thrown over like you're in the wave, and getting the sand, face rubbed into the sand along the ocean because you're about to be here. That feeling of, where am I supposed to go now? What happens next? How could this be? The frustration. This can't be. This is unacceptable. This destroys me, destroys my belief, destroys me. Those machshavas are always umpteenth times more dangerous, more punishing, more painful than the actual difficulties themselves. A person who has the klach to connect in the matzav of disconnection. This is Klai Yisrael's koyach. This is the shoyish of the Nechama. This is the shoyish of the Gula Asida. This is the shoyish of the first the Dayan Emes and then the Teva Meitiv that come out of these pashas. Luke Megirsa, to overcome. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm trying to get back there now. The Ukmi Girsa,
which is the place where the shikha is chal, the place where the merechet of shikha, the idea, the concept of shikha, has its expression. Lugma Yigirsa is totally in Siyata Dishmaya. Let's try. Brosi Yitzhora, Brosi Toyotavla. The one says, and continue there, that the Maisa of the Yitzhya Shkala is. The Shikha, to power the Yitzhya, to destroy us on our basic Yisoidus, what we want from our life. This can have clear what he wants out of life, what his responsibilities are, and then duplicate. Chaycha Yitzhya is Pachashalov and Chol Yoyim. Different in one and another. The Fenerim Machayim, any of us, it's too powerful. Yeah. The only Mahal, whenever you get to the Nikudas of Chalos and Yetzir, is the Yetzir. Only Mahal is the Yetzir. The person is Zeichel, the Yetzir is Shmai, he can overcome. Not Zeichel, the Yetzir is Shmai, nothing can help. Chol Yegi is Bo'elom, Lo Yezol. Lo Yezol, it's not going to help. Kol she'ir is chetai, peidem is l'chokhmozoi. Chokhmozoi miskayemis. In order for a person to have the siyati yishmai, to have the connection to the anhaga elyina, they had to oizor eloi. There's a basic mahalach, there's a basic yisoid, what that's to make them. Vadai, the Rebbe Shalom gave us the Torah, the Rishalanu, and it's told you then, you got it, it's told you then. But it can be taken away, we can get it, it can be taken away. How can you take it away? The mice is totally taken away, you can't. I feel it on the Chokhm Shesorach, Torah also in the Sorach. The Torah is not Nisaf, the Odom is Nisaf. You have a very terrible situation called Nezem Zohar Ba'af Chazir. That's the picture. Now is the situation as it's ugly. But the Torah is not Nisaf. Mamish can't, the Vada can't be Chal on the Torah. But it can be Chal on the connection between the Odom and the Torah. If the Olam has Torah, so Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavla. Olam with Torah Yetzirah can't be Chalva. Yetzirah with Olam Torah can't be Chalva. It's Chalva. It's Nishkach. Torah is not Nishkach, Olam is Nishkach. Nishkach. And Nishkach is a chance like Nishkach is free. The chiddush of Torah Sein Neshachas is one, the covet of the Torah still remains, and two, Hamor Shavu'in Yachzir L'Mutu. There's a source, it's still there, it didn't go anywhere. And while it's there, right now, so where is Yachzir L'Mutu? How did he get there? Because there's a Korach HaYetzer that can envelop it, and like the Sosi Sharon explains in Derech Chaim, Torah can be like coals, like fire in coals. And coals, the fire you can internalize inside of it, and it looks black and cold. So there's still fire inside, but it's not functional, properly functional at that point. You blow on it, you bring it out, and you see this black coal turns into a red live fire. Torah is there. But the Yetzer is in the Leish, the Torah is in the Leish. And both Eish are Eish Eichel Eish. The question is, which way it's got to go. If the Odom is Dovak B'Torah, so then the Yetzer has no Shlita. If the Yetzer had a Shlita, then the Torah is Nisani. The Yesh Yetzahara, Reina Yochel. Vada, if I remember the Torah, if I can retain the Torah, any person who once had a moment of his brilliance, of the Limud HaMusar, of Sairos, a new time of his Sairos of connection to Rabbein Shalom, when he turns around and it's so clear the Pasha, you're not going to do Chatoy, it's not Chatoy. Can't imagine, Pasha can't understand how you ever did such thing. Fleeting seconds in a person's lifetime. There are such things. Doesn't mean it's going to last an hour. Perfectly, it doesn't take any vacations. Doesn't get tired. Comes back and says, hey, came to the house. Hey, I'll wait for you after supper. Okay, okay. I'll wait for you after supper. Eat supper and then we'll talk. Neil will find you, say, meet you after supper. Tomorrow morning. So Klai saw it 4 days, and so because we have the Mahalchim, say that each of them is back. They said, wait for your Sukkot. I just said, Cholam Moed, Yesh. Ulamit Yesh. It doesn't give up. Whatever you're going to get, whatever emes, every connection you're going to have, you got the Mitzvah, you got there, you connected, you realized, to come to realization, perfect clarity. Take it with me. Shikla. You forget. Ma'ami, ma'ami. Okay. Just fold in inside the call. Still there. You go anywhere. It's not long this. It doesn't work. Siyata Yishmaya is the only antidote. The only mahalach that can retain the koyach of a person's yigia, the koyach of a person's kinyan atoya, that you retain niskayim in the person as a dover bar kayyama, he has to have something, he has to have a refuah for the mahalach, for the machlok al yitzah. Shas limut, to the degree that a person is, the Torah is still chai by him, so forget. The Torah is a tavish into the Yetzirah. But to the time that the Yetzirah get his left hook in there, he can disconnect the Torah from all of them. Shofeach mimenu, then the person is lost. He's a real Yetzirah, and it's basic, it's not a freak happening Yetzirah. That's the basic Yetzirah. What's all about? It's not a, that's not an exception, that's the rule. It's a, someone popped the earth over what should have done. It's an answer. Siyat Yishmai. We're working Siyat Yishmai. So you couldn't do with it. You can't do that. In the matzah of Siyat Yishmai, that's what they teach you. Siyat Yishmai. The siyua min ha-shamayim. That's what is siyua. Siyua, proper siyua, is that's what a person can't do on its own. Beyond a person's responsibility, capabilities, and he needs a helping hand. He needs an assistance. And I can go this far. It's not enough. What do I, mean, I have this far, but it's not enough. What do I do now? So I ask somebody to help. And I have Torah. We got Torah. Torah, shamayim. Yeah, we got Torah. Everything over the mice we have to. The Lord of the Torah was in this pocket. Luchas, Nishbru, called Alzdin. So he got them, it's not the time. It's the Lord of the Torah. But it's not enough. Shukh, you can lose its effect, you can lose its whole power. We love, we can lose it. Any Yehovah. Siyat HaDishmai is the only answer. They have to have the involvement of the Rebbeinu Shlom's active hand, the opposite of Hesterbrot. The person has to be standing in a matzah of the Holy Spirit. Chas v'shalom, a person standing in a matzah of Hesterbrot, copy b'fni, that's my negative yetzer. Not copy b'chutz, that's another subject. It's hard. Matzav ruchni pnimi shelo. Then he's saying, "Yitzron, so what was it going to do?" This absolute necessity, prerequisite. This is the starting point. This is where it makes and breaks. To be in contact with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's no concept. You have to be able to come to Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a form that warrants, that requires Siyat Yishmael. It's an absolute necessity. That you're gone. You're finished, you have no chance. The Yetzer is stronger, you have no chance. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to forget. Whatever you're going to be kind, you're going to lose. So what are you going to do? There are many mahalchim in the relationship of Odom to the Rebbeinu. But there are one that's the requirement that determines whether there is a relationship or not. Everything else comes afterwards. But the site of the relationship is the relationship of love. A man and a wife. So the relationship is that they're married. Afterwards, you can move on to anything else. But if you're not, but they're not married, then they're not. Right? Brother and sister. You gotta have common parents. If you're not common parents, then say whatever you want, but they're not brother and sister. Right? Certain predetermining definitions that, without that, then we can talk about the quality of the relationship, the additions, the minuses, the violas, the strengths, but then define the relationship. Eved Melech. Okay? An Eved Melech is a relationship. An Eved that tells his Melech, depends if I'm in the mood or not. So then he's not an Eved. Even though he's in the mood 99% of the time. One, in the Yisrael of Eved Melech, if he stands in form, Rabbeinu says, the person stands, I'll do everything except for one thing. Tayyab is too much, Tayyab is fine. Tayyab everything, whatever you want. Right? That one, nisht. I just have it. And you know that? The basic mitzvahs of contact between Bayiv and Erev, that relationship, the definition of that relationship, is called Yirashchet. That is, it's called Yira. That's Yira. That's Yira is a description of the mitzvahs, what happens when Bayiv and Erev are in relation. I can't help them, huh? Actually, yes, it has. This point of understanding, it's premise beyond the Mishnah. It's very odd, so deep, maybe we'll spend we'll have to spend more time different next time it's shown. This is the starting point, understanding the relationship between Odom, Beira, Vitoriosa, and Chokhmosa. In order for Torah to work, a person has to be in contact with Torah. In order for Torah and Odom to get together, the third one's got to be there. This person has to be Odom, it's got to be a triangle. The person has to have contact with the Rebbeinu. The definition, not a prerequisite. Having common parents is a prerequisite for being brother and sisters. That's the definition. So it means to be brother and sister. The understanding of year, that is some kind of a mila, a nice thing, quality, that's afterwards. It's all those things too. Right? But first, the basic level that has to be understood is that it's a defining, that's exactly the way, not even exactly, but Kol Shekein, that you can't be brother and sister if you don't have common parents. You can't be in a massive relationship to the Bnei Shalom that's high, an actual relationship, if you're not a Yorei. It's just not possible. It's a steering definition. This is the Hashem. Next week we're going to start from here. Yeah, so we'll continue from to understand this base definition of Yorei, which is the base definition of Yorei, of the sources, Yahweh Ishmael, being connection to the Bible. And then we can complete the position of Mishnah.